time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
And away we go. Not Charlie Evers today. Charlie's out a little under the weather today. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble here.
Hi, everybody.
Sitting in for Charlie. And today's show is brought to you by Spam and the Vietnamese keto diet.
I know everything about Spam now that I didn't want
Glenn
to know.
Glenn spent the whole 15 minutes there looking up Spam.
Well, I can now tell you what it's made of.
You can.
And it's kind of cool.
I thought you said it was secret.
No, it isn't. That's not secret. The thing that's secret is what does Spam stand for? What does the name?
Oh, we don't know?
No.
Why don't we need?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay, go ahead. Spam us out.
What they do is they grind up ham and pork.
Pork.
So yes, you were right. Pork is different than ham, I guess.
One for me.
Both of them are made from a pig.
So. See, because I said ham and pork were two different things.
Yeah, apparently.
But you said no.
They're from the same animal, but they're, I guess, different cuts of the same animal.
Ground chuck, ground beef.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Anyway, they put those two together, grind them up with salt and sugar, and the salt's the thing that scares me and my health, my doctor. But they grind it up, and then they put it in, they shove it into that little tin can, and they cook it in that can that you get. That shocked me. It's pre-cooked.
All right.
3 hours it's cooked. And then it's not done then. They have to put the top on. No, they have to put the top on the can, and then they have to label it, and then it's on the way to your house.
I have not even seen a can of Spam, and I don't know how long. How much does it cost?
I have no idea.
Does anybody know what the average price of Spam is, or what does Spam stand for? It's had to have gotten out somewhere.
Well,
740-383-9944.
Now, there are... supposedly, there are a handful of people at Hormel, which is the company that makes it, that know what it stands for, but they're not telling. And probably the most circulated rumor is that it stands for spicy ham, Spam. But
do you know what the number of Hormel is?
I do not know.
I'll call them up right now. We'll figure out what Spam stands for. Does Hormel have a phone number?
I don't know. I can look it up for you.
Find us a phone number. We'll get them on the air right now. We'll figure out. We're going to crack this code this morning.
Yeah.
You don't think somebody will tell?
No, I don't. But I think they would lose their job if they did.
Why does it have to be a secret?
It adds to the mystique of the food, much like nobody knows the exact formulation of Coca-Cola, they say.
The recipe.
Yeah.
But you just told us the recipe for Spam.
Yeah, but that's a little different than the Coca-Cola thing. Everybody knows, But you know that Coca-Cola did not stand for Coke, as in cocaine. It was
no, I didn't.
Yeah,
yeah. What did it stand for?
A lot
for?
Of people used to think that's what it stood for. I have no idea. Don't ask me tough questions. Looking up Hormel.
Does somebody out there know? Did somebody ever work for Hormel and know what Spam stands for? Do you have any guesses what Spam stands for? 740-383-9944. Also, dieting advice has been a topic du jour this morning. And we've also been talking about things, weird concoctions that people eat, and Spam certainly falls under that bandwagon. Spam and fruitcake. Now, to me, that is a meal. Oh, you got the phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't want to announce it, though.
Is it like a, is that the corporate headquarters?
It's an 800 number, so it's probably not.
Can you find the corporate headquarter number?
I'll see if it gives
me
that.
If the corporate number is there. Because we'll call Hormel right up, and we'll find out what SPAM stands for.
Okay.
It's a must.
I'm working at it.
Glenn is working, and Glenn will also be working next hour because 12:15 to 1 p.m. is the swap shop here.
Yep.
Now, stay tuned for 12:15 because today is the debut of the swap shop theme song. Now, it has been used in the past, but not for a long time on this station, so you'll hear the swap shop theme song today, which will kick off the show. Phone lines open again, 740-383-9944. Do you like to eat Spam any certain way? Is there something you can do to it besides fry it that makes it edible? Because because other than that, you know, it's like fruitcake. It's not really edible, and the same fruitcake has been passed around year after year after year. They don't make new fruitcakes. They haven't made a fruitcake since 1939. It's the same one that's being passed around. I don't know who has it right now, but it's out there.
Well, they give me the same number for corporate offices for contact.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on Spam, there's lots of ways you can cook it besides fry it. You can top it up, put it in macaroni and cheese, mix it with eggs and potatoes, whatever you can come up with.
Sounds good. I mean, chopping it up with all sorts of vegetables and potatoes, that doesn't sound too bad.
Vegetables, put it in like a vegetable soup, or, there's many ways you use for it, and I don't know what Spam stands for, really, but if you look hard, there's ingredients in there that you probably wouldn't eat otherwise, like with bologna and hot dogs and some of your lunch meat.
Yeah,
all right.
My father went to a meatpacking place and watched them pack hot dogs, and he quit eating hot dogs.
Well, I worked at a meatpacking place when I was out in Anderson, Indiana. It was called Energy. And when they cut whatever was left of the hogs and the cows, whatever was left went into your sausages, your lunch meat. So there's a lot of ingredients in there.
Lips and ears and things you can't mention.
Right. Whatever you couldn't. And I was on the sausage line to make the sausage and the bratwurst and whatever. And we'd sleeve it, run it through, cook it. And you wouldn't believe the smell and whatever. So don't ever look at it under a microscope.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Hormel's number here. We're going to call them after the 12:30 break.
And ask them also what they put in their... my wife and I we went camping 2 weeks ago, and we had Hormel bratwurst, which didn't look like bratwurst. It looked like dark hot dogs.
Now,
but
you know,
boy, it was good.
Do you know the proper way to eat a bratwurst?
With your mouth?
No. How you prepare it?
No, I have no
idea.
There's
a big fight on this.
Boil it.
No.
And then fry it.
But do you know the beer story about the bratwurst?
No, sir.
That some people boil their bratwurst in the beer?
I've heard of that, yes.
But no. See, when I went to the Bratwurst Festival, which is the authority on bratwurst,
yes, you're right.
The people who run Carla down at Carly's, told me the proper thing, drink the beer and eat the bratwurst. The beer does nothing for the bratwurst.
Oh, I'll drink the beer.
Yeah, but I've told people about this, and they get furious. They swear to me that the beer changes the taste of the bratwurst.
Well, can't you buy beer bratwurst?
But isn't that just flavoring?
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't think the beer does do anything to the bratwurst.
Probably not.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You're finally live.
Yeah, I'm always live.
I believe this is the gentleman that asked me the other day when you were going to be live.
I'm 8 to 10 every morning, but Charlie's out sick today, so we're here from 10 to 12 as well.
Oh, boy, you got to work for your money, huh?
I know.
He gets the big bucks.
I just asked Siri what Spam stood for, she said it stands for Specialty Produced American Meat.
Okay, let's write that down. Specialty produced.
Specialty produced.
American
meat.
Do you buy that, Glenn?
I do not buy that, but we'll find out at Hormel.
Siri's always correct.
Well, yeah, except for when she was on Big Bang Theory.
Who is Siri? I know it's a car thing.
She's absolutely beautiful on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, but who is she?
I don't know.
Caller, who's Siri?
I think she's IA,
absolutely. Artificial intelligence.
Now,
yeah.
do you know, yeah. I don't know if you were listening a second ago, but do you know the proper way to eat a bratwurst?
The proper way to eat a bratwurst?
Yes.
Cook.
Yeah, well, you got to cook it, that's right.
Yeah, we boil it first, and then we put it on the grill.
That's what my wife does, and Scott says that's wrong.
No, I thought you said that was wrong. No, I just say, do you think that the beer changes the taste of the bratwurst? Because Carla at Carly's at the Bratwurst Festival said no, but people get very angry about this and say that beer does change the flavor.
I'm starting to get thirsty.
I think, too, that if you get it, you know, like buy it at Kroger in the meat department and take it home and throw it on the grill and you cook it too high or, you know, you don't turn it right or whatever, you end up with a real hard, chewy piece of meat.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, yeah.
But
been there.
But, I mean, now let's take a poll here. Now, Glenn, do you think that beer changes the taste?
I think beer doesn't change anything's taste.
Okay, there you go. Caller, what do you think? Do you think boiling a bratwurst?
I think it just makes people want to buy it.
Yeah.
Because like cooking with wine.
Yay.
You cook with wine, but the heat boils all the alcohol out of it.
There you go.
I think you can get a little flavor out of
wine. I mean,
you get a grainy
piece of bratwurst.
You got it. Wait, caller, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you on Facebook.
Yep, see you on Facebook.
You know, one of the things about the cooking with beer, now I'm sure that it does impart a tiny bit of flavor, but I think a lot of people just, it's kind of a cool thing to do. It's like, there are so many people that like some of our politicians because they say dirty words. And that's becoming, you know, I'm cool because I can listen to dirty words.
But you know who started cooking with beer?
Who?
Julia Child.
Oh, really?
Didn't she always look drunk?
she sounded drunk.
She was slurring those words. Slurring those words.
I loved watching her show. And what's the French, male French cook's name?
We have questions out here, folks, today. 740-383-9944. Who's the French cook?
The French cook.
What does Spam...
I just thought of his name.
You got it. What does Spam stand for? And what was the other question? Oh, how do you properly eat a bratwurst? Now, I know you people have eaten bratwurst out there.
Other than your mouth.
Right.
You mean how do you prepare it?
Oh, well, excuse me. Yes. How do you prepare a bratwurst? I'm sorry. And I'm not talking about cooking the thing. Once you boil it and you grill it and then you put it on the plate, now take it from there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do mean how do you eat it?
How do you prepare? Well, yes.
Okay. Well, I thought by your mouth was the
Charlie,
best answer.
You're going to have to come back. Yeah, I'm not going to make it the next half hour. Now, we're going to call Hormel after the next break.
All right.
Oh, I tell you what. You talk about Dynasty or Who Shot JR. We're calling Hormel.
Are you scared?
Of Hormel?
Yeah, they might hang up on you.
A lot of people have hung up on me. That wouldn't be the first one. It is the Charlie Evers Show here. Charlie's out under the weather today, so Glenn Coble and I filling in. Oh, I have a... I'll talk about this more. Remind me to talk about...
It's the half hour.
It's a half hour. We got a break. Coming back with Hormel and the secret to what Spam is. Oh, man, don't go anywhere.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Oh, my goodness, we're back here filling in for Charlie Evers on this Thursday. Glenn
Coble. I got your back.
You do. You do. Now, hold on here. Now, I got to get that phone number again because we're going to call Hormel because everybody wants to know, inquiring minds want to know, what does SPAM stand for? Now, somebody has, Siri said,
Siri.
Specially produced American meat, right?
Yeah, yep, I don't buy it.
I don't think that's right. So we're going to have to call the Hormel company.
Okay. I think Siri was sound asleep when he called her.
All right, let's see what's going on here. If we can get the phones working.
Okay, there we are.
Going the whole nine yards.
Yeah, whole nine. A little feedback there, but that's okay.
Boy, I'm glad I have my headphones on so I can listen to that.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling the Consumer Engagement Department at Hormel Foods.
Ay, ay, ay.
This call may be recorded for training and advertising purposes.
All right. Hormel, folks.
Nobody's home. It is in Minnesota.
Thank you for calling Hormel Foods. This is Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes.
Oh, Jenny, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, Jenny, I have a strange question for you, but we're having kind of a debate here this morning, and I hope you can point us in the right direction.
Sure, I can try.
All right. God bless you, Jenny. What does SPAM stand for?
I don't know if we actually have that.
Now, SPAM is a Hormel product, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is our product. Always has been. Yep.
Now, how much SPAM is sold every year?
Let me get that information that we have on it here.
Right. Because, you know, I was looking on the internet, and this is why I called you, because I tried to figure out what SPAM stood for, and it you can't find it on the internet. So I figured, well, somebody at Hormel's got to know.
Well, that was a long time ago. I believe they had a contest with the employees to name it, and that's what they came up with, but I don't have an acronym for it.
It's
a spiced ham, you know, it's a ham product, but I don't have a specific acronym that it stands for.
So SPAM is actually an acronym?
It could be.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, this was over 100 years ago.
Oh, it's been around that long.
Maybe not quite 100. I know it's in the 80s. We have a lot of products that we answer questions on, so I do the best I can.
No, you're doing a fine job. How long have you been with the company, Jenny?
Over 10 years. I've been here 13.
Oh, 10 years. Good. That's great. Is it a fun company to work for?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Good.
Yep.
Good.
And you had asked, is it how many? You want to know how much we sell?
Yeah, how much SPAM is sold in a year?
I can tell you we've sold over 8 billion cans.
8 billion cans?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's a lot of SPAM.
I know. We sell it in 44 different countries.
Now, what is it? Is it popular in, like, England and France?
I know Hawaii is our number one.
Hawaii?
Yes. They have a SPAM Jam festival every year.
SPAM Jam.
Yep, Hawaii would be our number one.
Now, when is SPAM Jam?
I don't know.
I think I ought to go to that.
You want to go to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to SPAM Jam. It sounds very popular.
Go on Google. Yeah, I don't know when they have it every year, but yeah, I know they do it once a year.
More SPAM is sold in Hawaii. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But we have no idea what's... Because I asked Siri this morning, and it said specialty produced... American meat, but I don't know if that's right or not.
Right. Let me get my... I have a history book on that.
Oh, here we go.
Here. See if now, we have anything more than what I tried to remember.
While you're looking that up, Spam Jam goes from July 1st through the 7th.
Oh, good to know.
Oh, that's very good. So it's a well, it's always warm in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's right in the summer.
Yeah.
Over the 4th.
Yeah.
Independence Day. Spam Jam.
It looks like back in 1936, they offered a $100 prize for the best name for the spiced ham product. It said the hands-down winner was Spam. And it was a brother of the vice president, Hormel vice president at the time, that won the contest.
Sounds like a little coordination was going on there.
Could have been. Could have been. But that's all I have. I don't have anything further on the name itself.
So in the 30s, there was a contest held, and the brother of the vice president named Spam.
Correct.
Oh, but we don't know what he named it.
Right. I can't say if, you know, like I said, if there's an acronym for it or why they came up with it, that I just don't have.
I want to set your heart at ease, Jenny. I looked it up on the internet, and it says that only a handful of people at the highest level of your company know what it stands for.
I believe that.
Now, Jenny, do you know where the safe is there at Hormel?
I don't. Oh, I don't get access to that. I'm not higher up.
I bust into that. Well, Jenny, you've helped us tremendously here today. I can't thank you enough, and you're a delightful, you know, because a lot of times you call these companies and you get people, you know, and they don't know what they're doing, but you had a history book right there on your desk.
Amen.
You could not be better. You're a fabulous employee, and I hope this call was recorded for your higher. They need to give you a raise.
Well, thank
Jenny.
You. I'm going to tell them.
You do it. Jenny, you're great. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Jenny with Hormel.
I love it.
Only the biggest guests on this show.
Now, I was a little surprised you didn't tell her that we were on the radio.
Well, Jenny didn't care.
No, and when I jumped in, I thought, well, she'll know. And then I thought, well, no, we have phones that can have three or four
it's
people.
It's a new world.
Yeah, it is. And I'm an old man, so.
Well, I think there, it's a whole thing. But Jenny, God bless her heart, she didn't care. She was shooting there from the hip.
She was.
She didn't say anything bad. She was very happy with her job. She's been there over 10 years. Jenny with Hormel.
Yeah. We love her. I think I should be the correspondence that's sent to
Spam Jam?
Hawaii for Spam Jam. Now, it might be a little hot. I'll be good with that.
All right. Well, next year you go to Spam Jam.
You're paying, right?
But you don't like Spam.
No, but I will that day.
Oh, if you had liked Spam, we would have arranged the whole thing.
I'm sure you would have.
Sent you right down there to Hawaii. Well, Jenny with Hormel, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yes, and the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What do you think SPAM stands for? Because now we know even the Hormel company doesn't know, but we know that the brother-in-law of the vice president in the 1930s named SPAM.
I think there's corruption there.
Why? You got right into that.
Yeah, well, I'm a political animal.
Yeah, but poor Jenny, she's just trying to help us.
I know.
And you accused her company of being politically corrupt. Oh, my. Now, also, we still don't have the proper way to eat a bratwurst. I can't believe nobody knows this.
You pick it up with your hand, you stuff it in your face.
No, Now, you boil it, you grill it, you put it on the bun, then what?
You got to put mustard on it.
That's one part, mustard. Okay. That's one ingredient.
Mustard. Now, if you're from Chicago, like I am, you would have
You put pizza on it.
Oh, you put everything on it.
There's a big slice of pizza right on top of it.
I don't think that's what we do. But we do use sauerkraut on it, and we do put pickles on it.
Sauerkraut's right.
Yeah.
So we got sauerkraut.
I'm trying to remember what else we use.
Sauerkraut, mustard, and one more thing.
Oh, so you know the answer.
I do know the answer.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's not like the Spam thing. Well, I don't know. You think Siri was right, or is Siri just making up stuff?
I think Siri was had been in that closet too long.
Very well might have been. Does anybody know what the third ingredient to bratwurst is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And do you have your stuff ready to sell today on Swap Shop from 12:15 to 1?
Yes, please get that ready.
And also, don't forget, we will have live election coverage here, election night. Boy, that's going to be a humdinger.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. 7:10 until we win. We win or we lose.
Yeah.
Yep. Because we're up for election that night.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it onions?
Not onions, but that's a very
that's
good
a great
guess.
Idea.
Oh, it is.
Not onions, but that's a good guess.
I think it should be onions. Yeah. I go with you.
Well, I wasn't in Germany when this was. It was the Hitler's vice president's brother who came up with the bratwurst recipe.
You just ruined Hormel for the rest of my life.
No, that's spam. Hormel didn't come up with the bratwurst.
Okay. Oh yeah, bratwurst. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I messed up.
Hold the phones today, folk. Oh, that was you. Call back 740-383. Oh, here
there
we
you
are.
Go.
I think we dropped the call, as they say. We dropped the call. Go ahead, caller.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Not ketchup, but that's a good guess, too.
Oh, I hate ketchup with my mustard on.
Thank you.
The bratwurst.
Well, now listen.
That's what my wife eats. Ooh.
Yeah. We that was the most confusing segment we've had on. Okay, now wait a second. Now, Spam is owned by the Hormel company.
Right.
And the name for Spam was brought about by the vice president of the brother. The brother of the vice president of the Hormel company.
In 36.
And I said, what we're looking for here is what are the ingredients that go on top of a bratwurst?
Yeah, I got confused.
And I said that it was brought about by Hitler's vice president's brother. And you said, now you've ruined the Hormel company. Just so we relive that moment.
I'm sorry.
That'll end up as a spot on the top of the hour here. You know, what missing ingredient is in a bratwurst? Now, Glenn, run down what's on a bratwurst already.
So far, we know that mustard and sauerkraut is on
mustard and sauerkraut, but there's one more thing.
I still think that lady was right with the onions.
I'm telling you.
But you know the facts.
I
right?
know the facts here. I know what the third ingredient is. 740-383-9944.
Ground chuck.
Chuck. I still don't know what the difference is between ground chuck and ground beef.
Well, chuck
except
knows.
The price. Except
yeah.
the price.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Ground chuck, ground beef. Now, the other day I heard one came from the shoulder or something like that. But I don't really know, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I like horsey sauce on mine.
Horsey sauce?
Horseradish?
Horseradish.
You know, that's very close. Very close. You're very close, caller.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so it has to be turnip greens.
Turnip greens?
That's close to horseradish.
No. But horseradish is the closest answer we've had so far.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, I'm really confused now.
Because we have the bratwurst. We have the sauerkraut, which is a probiotic.
Okay.
Yeah, did you know that?
Well, yeah, I can think of it.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, would they just add a relish to it?
Not relish.
It's not relish. Oh, I thought it was a
not relish,
guess.
But that's a good guess.
Okay. Not as good as onions, but
it all sounds good. Onions.
I gotta leave and go have lunch.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut, mustard. And
the third item. What is the third item? 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour. Swap Shop is fastly approaching.
Yeah, I'm getting scared.
Are you excited?
I'm excited, but I'm also hungry now.
But you've got that watermark. The hit of 9 calls, you've got to break today.
I'd really like to just break 7 callers with something to sell or give away.
But we don't know what the third item is bratwurst.
We can't leave.
No, we can't.
That.
We got to stay here. And we got 15
right
more
into
minutes.
Swap Shop. We're
right into
go.
Swap Shop. It won't end. I bet. Oh, wouldn't it be great if somebody called in today and sold a can of Spam from the 30s?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
On the Swap Shop.
Oh, and that's another thing. People think that Spam will last forever. There is a sell-by date on the bottom of the can, it says.
That's just a recommendation.
It's a recommendation, but they said on the Google or whatever I was looking at, you probably should pay attention to that.
You want me to call up Jenny again?
Yeah, Jenny would know.
Jenny would know. She was a very sharp. If you're just tuning in, folks, we had Jenny from Hormel on.
Yep. Yep.
She was fabulous.
She was fabulous.
She was a wonderful woman.
She knew everything that most people know about.
She had a history book right on her desk about Spam.
I was afraid she was going to have to go get another computer.
She's brilliant. Here comes the break. We're coming back in 1 minute. Don't tune out. Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, filling in for Charlie Evers, who's out a little bit.
Good day.
Yeah, we're having a fun day here. Charlie a little under the weather, but he'll be back tomorrow, hopefully.
Excellent.
And you didn't remind me to bring up what I wanted to bring up.
What did I forget?
That tomorrow morning, from 8 to 10 on this station, I will have a special guest co-host.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Live in studio, not over the airwave.
Did I know that?
No, that's why I was just making the announcement right there. So the two questions in the final 15 minutes here, does anybody know who the special guest co-host is? Now, if you don't know in 14 minutes, I'll tell you, so you listen tomorrow morning. But who is my special guest co-host tomorrow morning for 2 hours, kind of doing what we're doing right now? Nothing.
Freelancing.
That's one of the questions. Who's the guest co-host tomorrow morning? And what is the third ingredient on a bratwurst aside from sauerkraut and mustard?
Yeah.
There you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This person knows the answer to both, I bet. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be horseradish?
Not horseradish.
No, that's twice.
That's a good guess, though.
That's a good vote, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not horseradish. So the question is, what is the third ingredient?
I want to know who the authority is on this.
Well, me, right here.
It's just you.
Oh, no. Carla at Carly's in Bucyrus, bratwurst capital of the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You talked to her.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Which, again, what do people think about the beer and the bratwurst?
Yeah. I love beer. I love bratwurst.
But boiling bratwurst in beer doesn't do anything to it.
I wouldn't
according
think so.
To Carla from Carly's. But people get vicious about that.
Yeah.
They say, yes, you. Oh, yes, it does.
I bet every one of those people that gets vicious is drunk.
Well, it could be. Maybe they're listening right now.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you believe that boiling a bratwurst in beer does anything to it? That's one question. What's the third ingredient we're missing from a bratwurst? And what's the other thing I'm talking about? Oh, who's the guest co-host tomorrow morning?
Yep.
8 to 10. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
You put a sauce on it.
Sauce?
Yeah.
What type of sauce?
Well, you just ripple sauce or hamburger sauce.
Oh, huh.
No, that not
sauce.
Good. Not
sounds
sauce. Good. No, the answer is not sauce. We've got three questions in like 12 minutes. Who's the guest co-host tomorrow morning on this station, live in studio, 8 to 10 a.m.? What's the third ingredient on a bratwurst, aside from sauerkraut and mustard? But I hope it works this good for Swap Shop next hour.
Yeah.
Because I think we've top nine this hour.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll guess cheese.
Not cheese.
Oh, that sounds even better.
No. Now, maybe a hoagie.
Swiss cheese on that.
Ooh. Maybe a hoagie.
Oh.
Where do you get the hoagies from? Philly.
Carmichael.
Philly
cheesesteak.
He wrote
the song, I think.
Hoagie. Philly cheesesteak.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Hoagie. Oh, what did he do?
He was a songwriter.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was a performer.
Well, maybe that too.
But. Okay, well. Hoagie Carmichael.
From Indiana, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. I'll buy it. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll buy it. Go ahead, caller.
Mayonnaise?
Not mayonnaise.
Huh. Nah, that doesn't sound
good. No, not mayonnaise. But we will get the answer. What is that third ingredient that properly goes on a bratwurst? Because it's how you properly eat a bratwurst. That's the question. Sauerkraut, you got your probiotic. Mustard, you've got your condiment. And then you add this third ingredient, which properly makes how the Germans used to eat bratwurst.
So it's got to be something the Germans eat. Oh, now you got me thinking.
That's how the Germans did so well for so long.
They ate.
They had bratwurst, and we had Spam.
Well, my name is Kobel, but it was Koblenz. So.
Oh, really?
I must have some German in
it. Oh, so German, you were over in Germany.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But the third ingredient on a bratwurst, which is actually supposed to be pronounced bratwurst.
Okay.
B-R-A-T-W-U-R-S-T.
Okay.
Do you say aunt or aunt?
I say aunt.
See, but that's wrong.
I know.
Well, I know.
It's...
Go ahead, caller.
It's up to the...
White potatoes.
Not potatoes.
Huh. That's interesting. That might be good.
White potatoes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Chopped up? Small?
Well, they put breakfast on burgers now, which drives me nuts. Go ahead, caller.
Relish.
Not relish.
Huh. That's two votes for relish.
But I relish that answer.
Well, very good.
I do.
And now they put nothing but vegetables in burgers. No meat. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's not a burger, though.
I know it's
that's
not.
That's no burger.
I'm going to try one, though.
You are?
I hate to pay $5 just for something I'm going to hate.
Some celery on a bun?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
Coleslaw.
Not coleslaw, but that sounds good.
That's interesting. Yeah.
What is the sandwich that coleslaw is on? There's a sandwich that you put coleslaw on.
Oh, Reuben.
A Reuben.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never liked the Reuben.
I love the Reuben.
What's on a Reuben?
Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing.
Some sort of cheese. I'm not
sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
And coleslaw.
And it's done on rye swirl bread.
But there's something on it. What's the meat?
Oh, the meat is,
Spam.
Corn beef.
Corn beef. Yeah. Corn beef, which is rare to get around here.
Yeah. Well, it's not rare when you eat it. That makes
it depends
sick.
On how you cook it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what is the third item that you put on a bratwurst? I got to be proper.
Wait a minute. In Germany, they pronounce as in pod, what is the word I was thinking of? I was going to say padre, but that's
padre.
That's Spanish.
They don't say padre in Germany.
Never mind. I took German. I should know.
Bratwurst.
This.
Isn't it bratwurst?
I don't know.
I think it's a bratwurst.
Okay.
You know, bratwurst are very popular this time of year. They're associated with Halloween.
They are.
Fall, sure.
I thought they were associated with New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Why is bratwurst associated?
Oh, no, that's pork.
That's pork.
Yeah,
pork and sauerkraut.
Pork and sauerkraut.
But no, the fall is when you have your bratwurst.
Okay.
Yeah. Brat. Go ahead, caller.
You're being a brat.
Onion.
Not onion.
Yeah, that's two calls for onion. I like the onion. I'm gonna do that.
Well, you can put onion on it if you want, but it's just not the third ingredient in a proper bratwurst.
According to your
No, not just
lady.
Me and all the... Well, yeah, the lady who makes bratwurst in her
For the
shop.
Bratwurst Festival.
For the Bratwurst Festival, yeah. Sure. 740-383-9944. Nobody wants to guess who the guest co-host is tomorrow. Who's going to be live in studio tomorrow for 2 hours?
Jimmy Durante.
The coffin will get through the door just in time for tomorrow's show. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be pickles?
Not pickles.
I thought the pickles,
okay,
too.
Okay, tomorrow... Has the guest been on the show before?
Yes.
Oh. Would it be the voice?
Oh, not the golden voice, but that's a good... We should get him in here some morning.
Yeah, we should.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it'd be him.
Oh, okay, it sounds like we've disappointed you now.
He's perfect for Halloween time.
He is.
I just thought of him. Scott, you never said how Marge is doing.
Oh, Marge. Last time I saw Marge, she was doing okay. You know, she's... She's fine. Last time I saw her, she was doing fine.
Of course, I've been wondering about her. Okay.
Yeah.
She's not a young lady.
She's the same age as Charlie.
Well, Charlie's not a young man either.
No, but Marge is just tending to some things, but she's okay. I mean, I saw her not too long ago.
I hope we all live past 100.
Absolutely. We all do. If you eat your bratwurst properly, you might. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Is it Gallagher?
You know, that'd be a good one, too. Not.
Yeah. I know. I enjoyed him when he was on.
Yes, he was a lot of
Halloween,
fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. But not
Gallagher.
I always
remember him, mashing the watermelon.
Yeah, he could smash a pumpkin.
He could smash a pumpkin.
Oh, yes. But I tell you, he must be a very, very smart man. I tell you, no matter what you talked about, he knew something about it.
Yeah, well, he was an engineer, a very smart man. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like he was through his conversations. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear him again. So.
Well, hopefully we can find him, and we'll get him here one day.
All right.
Thank you.
He's with Richard Simmons hiding
in the
house.
It just won't be tomorrow.
Yeah.
But tomorrow we'll have a special in-studio guest, which I'm going to tell you about in 4 minutes if nobody gets the right answer, but I hope they do.
I'm surprised nobody's figured out that third ingredient.
The third ingredient as well.
Yeah, I can't.
We're clocking them this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Is it the guy from Mr. Rogers, Mr. Finley?
Oh, Mr. McFeely. No, it's not Mr. McFeely, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Nope, the person has been on the show, and they're going to sit in tomorrow as a guest co-host from 8 to 10 and do basically what we're doing right now.
They're going to be here in person.
Yes, right in the studio.
Okay, so we'll have a crowd outside waiting for autographs, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but we will have this person. When you turn on your radio tomorrow morning at 8:10, this person will be here for the duration.
And it's not me. Right?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Now, if Charlie doesn't show up tomorrow again, you might have to come in and
get a call.
And this handle this 2-hour period. 740-383-9944. What's the third item on a bratwurst besides sour cream and mustard? And the other question, who's the special guest co-host tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, live in studio with me, has been on the show before? That's the big question. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it that... I think his name was Sash Solinger or something.
Oh, not Sash Solinger.
Okay.
All right. No, it is not Sash Solinger. Not the Golden Voice, not Gallagher, not Mr. McFeely, not Sash Solinger.
I'm gonna guess at the third thing to put on the
go ahead.
Sauerkraut. sour cream?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate sour cream.
I do, too. That's why I wanted to put it on.
Oh, I hate sour cream. But no, it goes with sauerkraut and mustard.
And mustard.
Mustard.
Yep.
And nobody has commented, though, about the beer thing. Maybe that's forbidden. Should, you know, do you think putting the bratwurst in the beer does anything to it?
Bratwurst.
No, it's bratwurst. 740-383-9944. You're coming up here in about 15 minutes. Swap Shop theme song.
Looking forward to it. Oh, I'm looking forward to the theme
selling
song.
Selling all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, did they put the peppers on the bratwurst?
Not peppers.
Ooh, that sounds even better.
Okay.
Glenn's getting hungry.
Peppers and onions. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting really hungry.
Peppers and onions and all that. No, but that is not the third ingredient on a bratwurst.
Well, somebody screwed up.
This might continue tomorrow morning because we're down to the final minute. By the way, Charlie was out under the weather today. That's why we're here, Glenn and myself. But he'll be back, we think, tomorrow. And the Exchange Club returns tomorrow as well, 12 to 1, so you're not going to want to miss that. So we got a whole day, but who's the guest co-host tomorrow morning from 8:10 to 10 a.m. live in the studio? I bet maybe this person would know the third ingredient on a bratwurst.
Is he or she German?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What's the other thing we had about? Didn't we have another question? Oh, yeah, does the beer do anything to the bratwurst?
Yeah, well, we know that. No.
No. It's a definitive no. The big no. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff Ruth.
You got it.
Oh!
Yes. Jeff Ruth tomorrow morning.
And how about ketchup on the bratwurst?
Not ketchup, but that's a good guess. Are you happy that Jeff will be in here live tomorrow?
I'm thrilled to death.
Well, 8 to 10 tomorrow. Be there by your radio.
The only thing is I got to work in the morning, so I can't. Listen.
Well, it'll repeat. We'll repeat it. So listen at other times, and you'll hear it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Good guy. Jeff
will be live in the studio tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
A good example of radio diplomacy that he and I will be together tomorrow doing this. You're going to plug that next hour, right, Glenn?
I will. He looks German to me.
Jeff?
Yeah.
What German does he look like?
I don't know what any German person looks like.
So if you want to throw back tomorrow morning, you'll have Jeff Ruth in the morning spot again tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
8 to 10 a.m. It'll be a real humdinger. We haven't promoted our candidates night. We haven't promoted anything,
Glenn.
Well,
you mentioned it once.
Did I get the...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about a bun?
Well, yeah, but the bun is there.
That's undeniable.
You got it.
But that's not the third
thing. No, that's not the third thing. So Swap Shop comes up momentarily. We're having election night coverage. Glenn will be a part of that. Charlie will be a part of that. Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Linda Sims. That's election night from 7:10 until it's over. We will not break away.
I have to go to bed at 9.
No. We'll okay. be at midnight. And then we'll have our candidates night next Thursday, where you can talk to the candidates about anything. All these local candidates running for office. That's 6 until 8 p.m. next Thursday. Jeff Ruth will be with us tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 a.m. live. And Swap Shop with the theme song.
Yay!
Coming up in 15 minutes. Well, we certainly appreciate the participation this morning, because the participation has been great.
Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. And Jenny from Hormel,
thank you Jenny,
for everything you did. Tune in, Swap Shop, in about 15 minutes, and the Adam the Computer Guy this afternoon show from 2:10 to 3. What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my